This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Ukraine's president is scheduled to address the UN Security Council, AP correspondent Mike Rossia.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky will address the United Nations Security Council for the first time Tuesday. Britain's ambassador to the UN says the previously scheduled meeting is certain to focus on the killing of large numbers of civilians in Ukraine. With the withdrawal of Russian troops from the town of Bucha on the outskirts of the capital, Kyiv, evidence has been discovered of what appear to be deliberate killings of civilians. In Bucharest, Romania, U.S. Ambassador to the UN Linda Thomas-Greenfield.
We're going to seek Russia's suspension from the UN Human Rights Council.
Thomas Greenfield will be back at the UN Tuesday. I'm Mike Rossio.
VOA's Carla Babb describes what was seen in Bucha.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky in Bucha, where bodies lie motionless in the streets, some with hands tied behind their backs.
It is very difficult to talk when you see what they have done here. People left in barrels, basements, having been strangled or simply tortured. These are war crimes, and they will be recognized by the world as genocide.
The Pentagon says it's obvious Russia is responsible, with President Joe Biden on Monday condemning the brutality.
And what's happening in Bucha is outrageous. And everyone's seen it. No, I think it is a war crime.
What are you going to do about it, sir? Are you going to do more sanctions on Russia?
I'm seeking more sanctions, yes.
Russia has denied responsibility and called the images out of Bucha fake. Carla Babb, VOA News, the Pentagon.
There is more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. A report by the World Bank says that disruptions to supplies of commodities, financial strains, and higher prices are among the shocks from the war in Ukraine that will show and slow economies in Asia in coming months. That report released Tuesday forecasts slower growth and rising poverty in the Asia-Pacific region in the this year. Growth for that region is estimated at 5%, down from the original forecast of 5.4%. It anticipates that China, the region's largest economy, will expand at a 5% rate pace. The report says multiple shocks are adding to troubles for people and for businesses, and that governments whose finances have been switched and stretched by the pandemic have less capacity to help. The sister of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un berated South Korea for touting preemptive strike capabilities against the North, saying her country's nuclear forces would annihilate the South's conventional forces if provoked. It was the second recent statement Kim Yo-jong directed at South Korea Defense Minister Suh-wook. She said his comments about preemptive strikes were the hysteria of a lunatic. Seoul has long maintained a preemptive attack strategy to cope with North Korean threats, but the public remarks in the current administration were unusual. South Korean President Moon Jae-in is to leave office in May and will be replaced by conservative Yoon Suk-yeol, who openly discussed the preemptive attack strategy on North Korea during his campaign. U.S. Senate negotiators say that they have reached an agreement on a $10 billion coronavirus package. AP correspondent Jennifer King has those details.
It would pay for treatments, vaccines, tests, and research. President Biden has signaled his support, although the Senate's compromise COVID measure is less than half the funding he initially asked for. The White House has been warning that the government was running out of money to keep pace with the disease. Here's Press Secretary Jen Psaki.
This is clearly a huge focus for the president because of the dire need we have at this moment to get this funding through.
The slimmed down accord dropped all of the funding to help nations overseas with the pandemic, which progressives in the House say may be a problem. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says the deal will give the government the tools needed now, but is well short of what is truly needed to continue battling the disease. Jennifer King, Washington.
There's more at voanews.com via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.